swings and misses for strike three, and they're two away here in the sixth inning as the bags remain loaded with red legs.
I'm ready.
Ready for what?
My first driving lesson.
Honey, the sacks are loaded in the bottom of the sixth inning.
But I thought you were so anxious.
Yes, he's bringing in the left-hander. It's going to be the old...
Okay, you can talk now.
Thank you. Coming on to face the I thought you were so anxious to teach me.
I am. I mean, I was until I found out they were going to televise the game.
I'd be perfectly willing to forget the whole thing. After all, why should I learn how to drive when I already know how to fly?
Sweetheart, we've been through all this. You should learn to drive because the way you fly is for the birds.
Look at it this way. I get where I want to go faster, I save money on gas and oil, and I always find a parking space.
You should learn how to drive because the normal wife uses normal transportation. It's part of the American dream.
All right, you win. But teach me now so I can start dinner early.
I'll teach you as soon as the game is over. Watching baseball on Sunday afternoon is part of the American dream, too.
Okay, fans, we're set for more live action here at Cincinnati's historic Crosley Field. And now the crafty left-hander gets the sign. And then...
I can't believe it. It's raining.
Guys, it's pouring down in the proverbial buckets. Oh, look at this. I can't believe it. Look at that massive...
They'll cancel and reschedule.
The umpires...
Okay, I'll teach you how to drive.
Yes, sir.
The players are leaving.
Honey, you sit in the driver's seat. You comfortable? Relaxed?
Yes and no.
Clarification.
I'm comfortable, but I'm nervous.
I'll relax you with a kiss. Now, we proceed as follows. Put your left hand on the wheel, and with your right hand, go like this.
What's that for?
That is the classic gesture without which no woman driver can learn to drive.
Ha ha.
After you become more advanced, I'll teach you how to blow on your left hand to dry your fingernail polish and steer with your knees.
Well, I'm in no mood for poor jokes. These newfangled gadgets scare me.
Newfangled gadgets?
Well, they're new to me.
Sorry, sweetheart. Well, we'll start here. This is the gear selector. P is for park. R, reverse. N, neutral. D, drive. L, low. You try it.
P for park, R for reverse, N, neutral, D, drive, L for low.
Now, we'll start with neutral.
Did I get them all right?
Yes. Neutral.
I bet you thought I wouldn't because I'm so nervous.
May I continue? Neutral.
Please do. I'm sorry I interrupted.
Neutral.
It won't happen again.
Neutral is where you place the lever when you want to start the car.
How come it isn't called S or SC?
I don't know. Next, you go to drive. Drive is where you put the lever when you want to go forward.
In that case, why don't they call it F?
Because they don't.
Darren, that's no answer. If you want me to understand, you have to explain.
Excuse me. I don't know why they don't call it F.
That's better.
Low is infrequently used, so we'll table that for later discussion. We'll go directly to reverse. Can you guess what reverse is for?
For reversing lanes in traffic.
Wrong. For going backward.
Backward should be B. These initials are illogical.
Well, having mastered the gear positions, here's the ignition key.
They call it ignition because it ignites the engine.
The engine ignites? Isn't that dangerous?
I'm beginning to lose patience. If you challenge every statement I make, this driving lesson could take a year. Therefore, please keep quiet. Now, put the key in the ignition. Put the lever in neutral. Turn the key to the right to start the car. Take off the brake. Put the lever in reverse. Put your right foot on the accelerator and back out of the driveway.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Backing out of the driveway is hard. Why don't you turn the car around and let me front out?
No.
Why not?
I don't feel like it.
I see. You feel like being mean.
Sam, I'm not being mean. I'm merely trying...
Yes, you are. You're being high-handed and rude, and you even told me to shut up.
I did not. I told you to keep quiet.
It's the same thing.
It is not.
It is, too. Your entire attitude is unsympathetic and proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that you don't love me and you never did.
Sam.
Don't you touch me. The lesson is over, and I am going into the H for house.
It's incredible, fans. The playing field here in Cincinnati is in danger of being washed away by a flash flood. Why, in all the years I've been broadcasting, I've never seen... Oh, hold everything! It stopped raining. Bosley Field is saved, as if by magic. I can't believe the umpires will be out here in just a moment to take a look at this. I don't know whether or not play can be resumed today, but certainly the field is safe.
Hello, sweetheart. This is your husband, Dee.
Dee for dearest or Dee for darling?
Dee for dumb.
I'm sorry I yelled at you in the car yesterday.
You apologized already, remember?
Yeah, I remember. Anyway, I called a driving school and made a tentative appointment for you at 11 o'clock. If that's all right with you, I'll confirm it.
Are you sure you want me to go through with this?
By all means. And don't be nervous, sweetheart. This time you'll be in the hands of a professional.
I'm sure everything will be fine.
All right, darling, whatever you say. Bye.
Reliable Driving School. Oh, yes, Mr. Stevens, yeah. Well, yes, you understand, it's $10 a lesson, including home pickup and delivery.
Yes, I remember. I just called to verify Mrs. Stevens' 11 o'clock appointment.
Fine, 11 o'clock this morning will be fine, Mrs. Stevens. Let me have that address, please.
It's 1164 Morning Glory Circle.
Fine. Well, thank you, Mr. Stevens. I will send Mrs. Stevens one of the best instructors in the business. Thank you.
How will your bum come in?
Due to the condition that all of my competent instructors are booked solid, I'm going to give you one last chance to redeem yourself.
Oh, I can't tell you how grateful I am. Sincerely, there
are no words. All right, now don't grovel. If you weren't my wife's brother, I wouldn't give you nothing.
Oh, I'm not unmindful of that, Basil. As you know, I got three other married sisters. But you're the only brother-in-law that I feel any sense of communication with.
Yeah, because their suits don't fit you.
It's a nice fit. That's what I mean. You are basically a good human being. Has Sheila ever talked to you about what it was like when we were kids at home with Mom?
Sheila talks all the time. I don't listen.
It was a world of little women. Four sisters, mother, and Aunt Adelaide. No wonder Dad reported himself missing in action during the last unpleasantness. I mean, it's just so much.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Hold it. I don't know how Sheila talked me into this. You're too nervous for this kind of work. But you are the only thing I've got, so you are going to teach a Mrs. Savannah Stevens how to operate a motor automobile. And you are going to teach her good. And if you fail,
our mutual relative, irregardless and notwithstanding, you are fired. And stop eating cookies when I'm giving you an assignment.
Basil, this isn't a cookie.
No, what is it?
A tranquilizer. I need such a big one, the doctor prescribes it in the form of a wafer.
That's good. My name's Samantha Stevens. Aren't you going to tell me yours?
Harold, Harold here.
Hello, hello there. I'm sorry, but it is rather an unusual name.
By the time Mother named my sister, she was exhausted.
Oh, I see. Would you like to join me in a cup of coffee?
Do you think we can both fit? I was like Dalton with a joke to break the tension.
Good idea. Won't you have a seat?
Yes.
How do you take
it? Black.
One third of a cup.
Why only one third?
To protect the carpet.
There.
Thank you.
I see what you mean. Cookie?
Oh, no thanks. I brought my own.
Mr. Harold.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been an instructor?
3 grueling weeks.
What did you do before that?
Oh, last month I was a cashier in a pizza parlor. And the month before, I was an apprentice plumber. And the month before that, I was a cheap shoe salesman.
4 jobs in 4 months?
I have 4 brothers-in-law who take turns hiring and firing me. A vicious circle. And that's why I tend to be insecure.
Hello?
Hi, honey. I'm calling to find out if your driving teacher showed up yet.
Oh, yes, he's here.
He is? Now, what's he like?
Well, I'd say he's a man of considerable experience.
As long as I know you're in good hands, I won't keep you. Happy driving.
Thank you, darling. Bye. That was my husband. He called to wish me good luck.
We'll need it. Where else do we go?
I guess. Do I get in here?
Oh, no. You get on the driver's side, Mrs. Stevens. Some of my students take one look at me and refuse to get in the car.
Not me. I like you.
They worry about accidents.
I've always found I have what they call a charmed life.
Oh, good.
Ready?
Ready.
Dear. N is for neutral, where you place lever to start car.
Odd, isn't it? You think they call it S or SC.
Turn ignition key to ignite car.
Ignite car.
That's right. D for forward.
You're too far to the left. Too far to the right. Now you're too far in the middle.
How can I be too far in the middle?
by straddling the white line.
What white line?
Well, get over. Now you're too far right again.
Please don't. You're making me nervous.
I make you nervous. Mrs. Stevens, you make me nervous. I was nervous first.
That's true. I apologize.
Thank you. The next intersection, slow down. Execute the appropriate hand signal and turn right. Stop! Stop! I told you to turn right.
Well, it was one way. The wrong way.
Oh, touche. However, you should have gone straight ahead because this is a business district with actual traffic. So back up.
There's a car behind us.
They'll signal it to pass. Oh, all right, plunge onward. Selfish! Selfish!
Good morning!
He ordered you to halt.
You did? I thought he was saying hello.
All Basil has to see, a ticket.
Who's Basil?
Mrs. Stevens, don't talk, drive.
How am I doing?
How to phrase it tactfully. You are rotten. Be careful, there's a moving van up ahead!
What happened?
Everything's fine.
We're going the other way.
Oh, well, I'll make a U-turn.
Oh, no! Don't! Not here! There's no room! You did it!
It's a lot harder than flying.
You fly? And you don't know how to drive? Stop the car. I can't stand another minute.
All right. All right, I'll park.
Where?
Here.
Well, there's barely room for a bicycle.
We're fine, Mr. Harold. Now, there's nothing to be nervous about.
Who's nervous?
P for park.
How did you do that?
She's a witch.
Who said that?
Who said what?
I heard a voice from the back seat.
Maybe it's another witch.
The back seat is empty.
Look again.
I hear a voice, but I don't see a body.
Will you please stop playing games? Will you please behave yourself?
Are you talking to me?
No. To me.
Mother, you're embarrassing me and confusing Mr. Harold.
You're ventriloquist, right?
Not exactly.
Oh, Samantha, you can fly. Why on earth do you bother with this ridiculous contraption?
Mr. Harold, please don't go. Just ignore her.
Ignore whom?
Well...
Say no more, Mrs. Stevens. I knew it was coming. I finally cracked. I'll turn myself in.
What should we do with the car?
Burn it. Sheila. Adelaide.
Mother, you put that back. Must I? It's Mr. Harold's car.
He is high-strung, isn't he?
You should be ashamed you got that poor dear man talking to himself.
I know. And I'm sure it's a fascinating conversation.
It was all my fault.
Sweetheart, you were doing your best.
But Mother was in one of her prankish moods.
You mean your mother was there, too?
Well, she was and she wasn't. After I drove into the moving van and parked the car and made the U-turn, Mother got a case of the cutes.
What's that mean exactly?
You know. She kept popping in and out.
Oh, boy, that poor guy.
That's what I mean. I'd hate to think he'd lost his job because of me. So do you mind coming with me?
Where?
To Reliable. I'll drive.
No, thanks. I'll drive.
Yeah, well, you tell him that I've been paying the same rent for 9 years, and that's as high as I'm gonna go.
Greetings, folks. Excuse the cramped quarters, but it's only temporary.
We're Mr. and Mrs. Stevens. We brought back your car.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. Is Instructor Harold here?
Former Instructor Harold is in the back cleaning out his desk.
Hey, excuse me.
Reliable Driving School.
Yes, Miss Anderson, could I have that address?
Why, certainly, certainly. We've been serving the community for years.
Hi. Have a wafer, Mr. Harold. This is my husband, Mr. Stevens.
Hi.
Hi. There's something I have to tell you.
Peachy.
Don't ask me to go into detail. It's kind of complicated. But that voice you heard in the car was Mrs. Stevens' mother. And she's a... sometimes I can't see her myself.
And he's her son-in-law.
Big deal.
Well, it is. It proves that although there's plenty wrong with her, there's nothing wrong with you.
So why not let bygones be bygones and continue with my driving lessons?
Sorry. I'm hanging up my helmet. I'm going to seek my livelihood in a field that offers a little more human dignity.
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe begging for pennies on Skid Row.
Why, Mr. Harold, you can't quit just because of one minor disaster.
Minor?
And you can't keep going from job to job or you'll tend to be insecure forever. You have to stick to your wheel and see it through, right?
Right.
Wrong. Thanks, kids, for your interest, but you don't understand. I'm not quitting. I was fired for a change.
Mr. Stevenson, as a special concession, I am going to teach you to drive myself.
No, thank you. I'd rather be taught by Mr. Harold.
Mr. Harold is no longer in the firm. He deserted while on duty and abandoned his vehicle at the mercy of a rank beginner.
She didn't move that car 1 inch after Mr. Harold left. She called me at my office. I came right over and...
That ain't the point! Mr. Harold wasn't only fired for that. As a driving instructor in general, he stinks!
That's not true. He's excellent. And if you don't hire him back, I'll take my husband's money someplace else.
Okay, okay. You found my Achilles heel. I'm back in the organization. On a trial probation.
On behalf of myself and my sisters. What I mean is there are times when mere words aren't enough. Thank you.
Don't worry if I'm not here when you get home tonight, sweetheart. I have a lesson this afternoon.
A lesson?
Yes, my basket weaving.
Basket weaving? You didn't tell me anything about that.
Oh, well, I found the most wonderful class where they teach you how to weave things. Baskets, carpets, all sorts of things.
Good morning, Mrs. Stevens.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Stevens.
Hi.
Just pop by for a moment. My student's waiting at the curb, champing at the bit, you might say. What time's class this afternoon?
5:30. Will you be there?
I wouldn't miss it for the world. Bye, all.
Well,
what was that all about?
I told Harold about my basket weaving class. It's done wonders for him. He's given up wafers, he stands up to his brother-in-law, and there's even talk of making him a partner in the company.
What time did you say that class was?
5:30. Why?
I'll see you there.